Of Dimensions, a Doctor Who podcast here on CrazeFanboy.com. I am your host, Terrence Newsom, and I'm here to give you a special, this is the third podcast of the month, I believe, at least, very least the second, for Relative Dimensions here to cover. Today I'm going to be covering the 50th anniversary special, Day of the Doctor. Originally I was going to have a guest with me, Irma Diaz, but scheduling and creative endeavors made it not possible today, but I am still going to review the story for you. So let's go over the storyline. Day of the Doctor is the 50th anniversary storyline written by Stephen Moffat. And my initial reaction, first of all, the storyline covers what we've all heard about since the new series, since the series has been rebooted. Revived in 2005. The infamous Time War that ended the Time Lords and the Daleks, and the Doctor was responsible for doing that. So that's what this covers. And we are actually introduced to John Hurt's The War Doctor in the end of Name of the Doctor, the last part of Series 7, last episode of Series 7. Also in the prequel episode to this, Night of the Doctor, which I reviewed, that had Paul McGann regenerating into The War Doctor. So the storyline is basically covers his choice in ending Gallifrey and the war and killing the Daleks and all the Time Lords, and introduced into the mix are what originally wasn't supposed to have happened was the 11th Doctor and the 10th, and also what would first we thought from press photos was Rose Tyler, but is actually the interface of this weapon he's going to use to destroy the Time Lords called the Moment, and she's taking the form of Rose Tyler that'll be familiar to his past self or his present self because she can't remember. My initial reaction, though, to this was kind of... I watched it on TV the 23rd. I had to watch it the day of. I couldn't wait to see it in the theater on Monday. My initial reaction was kind of that it... While it was fun, it seemed a little lacking in what you'd expect from this epic thing they built up from the past series, Series 7, especially after Name of the Doctor. It kind of felt like an overblown long episode. Not much action, more talky, more drama. The interplay with Matt Smith and Tennant was great. Calling yourself Chinny and Sand Shoes and all that business. And John Hurt was really interesting because his character kind of represented... In my opinion, represented the he as an individual represented the classic series. So a lot of jokes of why are you using the sonic screwdriver like a weapon, and a lot of teasing and making fun of the new series at their expense. But their interaction was great. John Hurt, like most of the people who play the Doctor, got right into the role, and he pretty much was the world weary war Doctor. The interplay between him, Matt Smith, and Tennant was great. I felt Clara was kind of wasted. She's one of my favorite companions, especially of the new ones. I would say she's actually, of all the new companions, she's my favorite. I felt she was a little wasted. She was kind of just there, window dressing, to look cute and do funny scenes for the Doctor. She did help towards the end and do some cool things. I guess by the end, she's sort of the main reason for what he does. So I guess she, once again, is extremely important. Like, a companion is extremely important to a resolution. But the problem with the storyline is the resolution itself is kind of, why didn't the Doctor think of this before? I guess by now you've seen it, so I can give some spoilers away. Putting Gallifrey into a pocket universe, how did that not cross all three Doctors' minds till the very end of the adventure? But anyway... it was nice to see the Brigadier's daughter again and have a lot of nods towards the Brigadier and, pictures of Susan and stuff on the unit, underground unit vault. There was a really annoying character in what I call the fangirl character, which she was a unit scientist, but she basically represented fanboys and fangirls. She was a fangirl of the Doctor because, she works for unit and heard about him, so she's wearing the Tom Baker scarf and... It was a little much, and I guess within the 50th anniversary, they were trying to cover everything, so they wanted, if John Hurt was representing the classic series, they wanted her to represent the fangirls and fanboys, but it was a little cheesy. And speaking of cheesy, as much as it was a whole, oh my god, holy shit moment when we saw Capaldi on screen, at the end when all the doctors come in to save the day, you see all 12. It was a little cheesy, but it was kind of cool to see them. But I think the Capaldi thing was, I'm going to admit, it was awesome. You see him in there, but at the same time, when you think back on it, it was a little cheese. It shows his eyes real quick, and it almost felt like we're going to stick this in to throw everything in here we possibly can, and I don't know. I don't know how I think about it. It was cool to see Tom Baker at the end, of course. It was probably the greatest moment of the whole thing, because he just captures the screen like he always has. Whether or not he really is just a the gallery curator or not, or he is a future doctor, I think we're not supposed to know. I think in my heart of hearts, he is a possible future for the doctor, that he will at one point have unlimited regenerations, and he will decide to, you know, use some old faces again. And as my friend pointed out, not only is that mentioned, but they also, the 11th and 10th Doctor wonder, how did the painting get in the gallery? And if you see Tom Baker walk away, and in most of those shots, you see behind him there's like a structure. It's supposed to be an art piece, I think, but it's obviously the roundels from the TARDIS walls. So it's an interesting theory that maybe the gallery is the TARDIS, and that's where he settles the TARDIS, and it's a future version of the Doctor. Now you go, well, that's a whole building. How could you do that? But you have to remember that has been done. If you see the old Tom Baker Shada episode, Professor Kronos, he lived on Earth, and he was a professor. His whole living quarters in the university was his TARDIS, so that is a possibility. I think overall, as a 50th, you know, seeing it a second time in the theater was amazing, because they had some really cool extras on it. In the beginning, there was this kind of the usual, you know, turn off your cell phones, go get some popcorn type thing. They actually filmed some special for it involving Santerons and them. They're torturing humans and talking about pain versus, you know, warrior life and stuff. And it was really funny. And then there's also one with Matt Smith and David Tennant explaining to you the 3D glasses and when to wear them. So that was really cool to have all those extras seeing in the theater after already seeing it at home. Also at the end, there was a special documentary, and it was being narrated by, you know, somebody that I knew. And I'm like, who is that being narrated? It's about the making of Day of the Doctor. And at the end, it's revealed it's Colin Baker. So that was really awesome that he's, you know, had anything to do with the 50th after claiming he didn't have anything to do with it. It was really cool, I guess, in the 50th, seeing all the doctors at the end standing side by side. A lot of them were computer generated in there, and you could kind of tell the Pertwee one in particular was really bad. So it was a little cheesy, but at the same time, you can't get them all back, and I think Moffat just wanted to give everyone a really big fan wank, as they call it, and I think he did it. Storyline could have been better. Oh, I do want to add, it was cool to see the Zygons back. I don't think they were enough in it, and while there were a lot, the new design is a lot more menacing and cool, I think it lacks the sort of gross, slimy, organic look they had in the Terror of the Zygons. But overall, an awesome, you know, this has been a whole awesome month to be a Doctor Who fan, because you've had the Adventures in Space and Time, the documentary about the making of Doctor Who in the 60s, you've had this, and you've had it in the theater, and then we're going to get a Christmas special at the end of the year, so I can't complain too much. the 3D itself, when seeing the theater, was really actually not too annoying. Usually those 3D movies I can't stand, but this one was, like, pretty pleasant on the eyes. Easy on the eyes, rather. So I think it was quite a fitting 50th anniversary. I'm not even sure how you'd be able to do it any other way. You wouldn't be able to have all the doctors in it. You wouldn't have had a cohesive storyline within 90 minutes any other way than I think Moffat did it. So I think overall it was fun. I think if you haven't seen it and you're on the fence, you know, you still don't like the new series, at least as a classic series fan, check it out. I think you'll at least get, I mean, you'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll scream at the screen how lame. You'll get all that. But that's what 50th should be. The same thing with, like, let's look at the Three Doctors and the Five Doctors. Oh my god, the doctors met, you laughed, you cried because it was so touching, and then you were like, okay, you know, in Three Doctors, those monsters were pretty lame, the idea of how they got rid of Omega was pretty lame. Same thing with the Five Doctors, but at the end, you remember them. Time goes by, you remember them, you love them, and that's what you expect from a 50th, so I think it did that in spades, and I highly recommend you check it out. And check us out at crazefanboy.com, where we have other podcasts. We have the Craze Fancast plus Relative Dimensions every month. If you go back now, you can hear my review of Night of the Doctor and Light at the End, the Big Finish audio. And join us back here again in December, where me and Nolan will return, and we will be reviewing Patrick Troughton's Tomb of the Cybermen, the second Doctor episode. Until then, have awesome Thanksgiving, and keep on, you know, loving Doctor Who. Watch this 50th, and use the whole rest of the year to just cram Doctor Who into your eyes, in your head, and enjoy.